And welcome to The Expansive, where we explore the frontiers of personal growth, business innovation, and technology. We believe that growth and progress comes from expanding our minds, exploring new possibilities, and embracing change. My name is Sean Lewitz, and you're about to listen to a moment from one of our previous episodes. This week's Expansive Moment is about financial awareness and was first published in August of 2022. Do you know where your money goes? John Sarnay and Eric Kruger delve a little bit deeper into their pockets.
And just off air, Eric starts telling me about the fact that he calculated how much money he'd spent on himself, solo, Eric on his own. And it was a staggering number. I mean, really staggering number. And he has no idea where the money went or how it got spent or what happened. And I just thought it was such a poignant point, because even in my own head, I've also been wondering, you know, we do well. I mean, we live well. We earn well. Sometimes we earn exceptionally well. But most of the time we do well. We've got comfortable lives. But the ability to spend the money to who knows where, how quickly, is mind-boggling, because the ability for us to Uber Eats, to take a lot, to, you know, just pressing buttons on your phone and then going somewhere and then tapping, it's taken the idea of taking actual notes out of your wallet, counting the notes and passing them over, has gone from that to a credit card, from a credit card to a tap, and soon the tap will become your eye. So it's like that process of spending has become so seamless, so seamless. And these bastards out there have done this on purpose. The more I'm talking about it, I'm like, we have been duped. We have been duped. And so now I can just tap and move another $2,000, $1,000, $4,000, $2,000. Like, oh my God, I just spent so much money. So yeah, I thought it's a poignant topic because petrol and oil is expensive, electricity is expensive, and we just seem to be increasing in costs all around us, and it's becoming tighter in most sort of places. Now, Eric and I are very lucky because, you know, he's only got him and his wife and his two dogs. I'm alone, literally, so I just don't have anybody that I look after except myself, and still, we're having money that's going places that we don't understand. I can't even think about having kids and I mean, I see a family at a restaurant, and it's like three kids and their kids' kids' friends. And I'm like, oh my God, that bill is going to be, that bill's like a few thousand rand bill. Like, no. I didn't want to think about that bill. So yeah, it's a funny thing when we talk about money, you know, it's always like a private topic, but I think it's nice to open up about it and talk about it because we share these experiences, you know, where you're at there, Eric.
Yeah. You know, so, I guess for the past 2 months, I've been feeling that, like, I look at my business and I'm like, okay, like, things are going well in the business. But then I look at my accounts and I'm like, well, but nothing's happening. Like, it's like stagnant to like reversing. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. And so, so yesterday I just said to Danica, like, I need to like figure out what's happening here. And I went and I downloaded statements across all my accounts and I sat down and I like went through them line by line item. I'm like, wow, Mr. D, Uber Eats, Mr. D, Checker 60. We're like, exactly to your point. And then I get to the end of like doing this analysis. I'm blown away by the amount of money I spent in July. And I'm like, this, like, it doesn't even make sense. And I was thinking, you know, I feel like I'm always so self-aware and so conscious about how I show up in the world and the things that I do. And I realized that with my money, I'm the furthest thing from it. Like, exactly to what you're saying. It's like you tap over here, you swipe over there, and the money comes off, but it's like it's just numbers on a screen. It doesn't feel tangible to you. And so it's easy to just keep spending and keep spending and keep spending. And then at some point you start realizing that your spending is actually a bit out of control. And that's the realization I had yesterday, is that it's almost like I'm in competition to see if I can outspend my income. It's like, what's happening here?
What is happening?
So yeah, it was just, I guess I had this big realization of, I want to be conscious in my life. this is like what we always speak about, is how do we become more conscious in our relationships? You were just doing family constellations again, right? Like it's part of being more conscious of your patterns. So like this is such a big theme for us in being self-aware human beings. But yet it comes to something like money, and all of a sudden you find yourself really perpetuating these subconscious patterns, or not really paying attention to the way that you spend your money. And I'm like, it's so weird.
Look, it's so funny because, you know, when I had a money coach, I said to her, what do people with money, like with lots of money, how do they go about doing what they do? You know, do they count? Do they watch their account all the time? Do some people always budget and others don't? And I was like, what do people with money do? And she said, everybody's different. There is no right or wrong way. It is your way. And I was speaking to Richard Mulholland. We had breakfast the other day, and he was saying to me, he doesn't count turnover. He counts conversions.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, when there's a sales conversion, I want to know how many leads came in, how many did we convert. That's the only thing I want to count. I don't want to count turnover.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really smart, because I also don't like to count turnover, because I don't even, like, I kind of know how much money we made last month, but I don't really know. I just want to know that I'm able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And am I able to pay the service providers I need to make me better and faster? Can I bring the right trainers in? Can I eat the right food? So I think there's also a lot to be said of becoming conscious of what sort of spender are you comfortable being?
Mm.
And also, why do you make money? Like, are you making money to save? Are you, then if you are, then every time $10,000 comes into your account, to put $2,000 somewhere, like, and then be comfortable in spending the eight, right? So it's really just about, for me, and you said it right at the beginning of this, the teamwork is having a cohesive, collaborative outcome of how you want to live, right? So your relationship with money and my relationship with money, and I think like everybody's relationship with money, firstly, is secretive, which is so weird. Mm. I mean, all of us have money.
Mm.
And so, what is it that you want to do with money? How do you want to go spend it? How do you see yourself as successful? And so if I think about myself, is I've got backup money, which I lost a lot of it at crypto, but anyway, I've got other backup money, which is...
Do you want to speak about that?
The backup money.
Should we hold a safe space for you around the...
So I lost a lot of half my... But anyway, I'm confident it'll come back. I'm just ignoring it at the moment. So I've got some backup money, and then if I don't have to touch that backup money, then everything I'm making because I want to live a life that I want to live. Mm. And to be honest with you, yesterday I was going to take a bath, and there was Epsom salts on the side of the bath, and I poured a little bit in, but I actually wanted all of it in, and I poured all of it in, and I laughed to myself, because that was luxurious for me. Look, that's like, that's $1. It's not a lot, but it's, am I giving myself the ability to describe luxury, one, to practice on that luxury so that when I go somewhere and I want to have a green juice with extra ginger, because that's what they always do, and that's an extra 20 Rand, is, am I going to do that? Because that's what I've prioritized.
Mm.
And so I think it's also important to devise the relationship we have with money, to have some cohesive understanding of, how do I see myself being successful with money, and what does it actually look like? Does that help?
Yeah, for sure. Tell me, so obviously, like, I mean, I know this about you already, but how do you think in terms of, and I know you've answered it, but I want to be a bit more explicit. Do you budget? Because I'm thinking about, like, from your restaurant days, right? Like, I'm sure budgeting is really important when you're running restaurants.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to understand, like, was there a time where you were like a very strict budgeter and then you became like, I don't want to be a budgeter? Or has it always been that you don't
want me?
Yeah.
No, it's because I come from a single mom family. We could never make it to the end of the month.
Mm.
And every time we budgeted, we couldn't make it. And I remember sitting at the end of my bed with my mom, well, her bed, and she would have, I still remember the handwriting. I remember where she used to draw it with a pencil, and we used to get to the end of the month and we're minus 300 Rand, 500 Rand, 800 Rand, and my mom would be in tears.
Mm.
And I promised myself I'll never be in that situation again. And I don't, when I think of a budget, I feel sick.
Mm.
But that's my upbringing. That's why I'm saying to you, everyone's got their own way of doing it. So is budgeting right? I don't know. For some people it is. So other people it isn't, right?
Mm.
And so the idea that you must budget and you must be frugal and you must save, yes, for some people, and other people not.
Yeah.
So that just depends. I think you have to make peace with your relationship with money. This is the way I deal with money.
I think you have to become aware of that relationship first, because people are just so unaware of it. And then,
of course,
and then you have to heal or fix it, and then become at peace with it, right?
Of course,
yeah,
of course. But I think awareness is first, yes.
And so I have a budget now. So after yesterday's session, I sat down and I looked at all these tools, because like there are all these amazing personal finance tools available to you. When you go on Discovery Bank, for example, like when you pull a statement from them, they break it down. I don't know if you've seen this, but they break it down for you into all the different categories of spending. So like they'll show you spend X amount of flights, X amount of food, X amount on whatever, like hotel stays.
Who does this?
A Discovery.
Discovery, yes.
Yeah, in the app. And they do it beautifully. Yes. It's so well broken down.
Yeah.
So FNB doesn't do that, at least not that I could find. But there's an app called 22/7, which is many years old, that does the same thing. So I wanted to so I've set up a budget with that. Not with the idea of being constrained by my budget, but with the idea that like I can have an understanding of where my money went. So I set it up yesterday, just so that when I can get to the end of August. So obviously I'll be a lot more conscious of my spending throughout August. I've also, you know what the problem is, especially, I think it comes back to like your shock and horror, like realization earlier that like spending money has become so easy that you don't even notice it's going out of your account.
We
accumulate all these small little amounts that's going off from like different tools that you subscribe and use. So like, I went through my list yesterday. I'm like, I pay for Canva, Zapier, ConvertKit, LinkedIn, Facebook ads, and I looked at some of them, like I haven't used this tool in like months. It's like costing you $400 a month. That's like 4,000 rand in 10 months that you could have saved, but it's just coming off the back and you don't even notice it, because it's like, it's a small amount that you don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
But those small amounts all add up. And so that was part of the process, actually. So I was going through it and I was like, oh, well, actually, I haven't used this in a while. It was like cleaning house. It was like simplifying a lot of what's happening in my life. And so then I set up the budget with the idea that I can get to the end of the month, I can go through it again, and I can just start becoming more aware of where what is sitting.
Yeah.
And I'm actually quite looking forward to it. Sometimes like we play this game when we're driving, is like we want to see who can get the lowest in terms of liters per 100 kilometers in the car. Like when you know, we can see that little dial.
But you have a Porsche.
I know.
It's against having a Porsche, bro.
It's, sometimes it's fun. I don't know why. It's like bragging rights. And the Porsche doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
It works in the Tucson. But I want to kind of apply the same gamification mindset this month to my finances. And I just want to go like, okay, where can I like just be a bit more conscious? And I'm like you. I like my luxuries. I like my spending.
Yeah.
I grew up with a mom who also had a very, very strict budget. I remember, for example, us going to Spur and like, you're like, your limit there is one cool drink per drink, per lunch.
Yeah.
Not a second, just one. So choose wisely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Since then, I've always, by the way, my budgets have served my mom very well over the long run, but I've also never been a budget guy. I've always liked to just spend and not think about it. And I want to be able to afford and not think about it.
Yeah.
But I've realized that pattern perhaps isn't serving me as well as I thought it did.
Well, look, I think also the thing is, let's just try and make a lot more money.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I think that's another part. Let's end off with, let's just make a lot more money. Be excited at ease and in love with money and the energy of money. Look for ways to add value in the best way possible. And, you know, like be abundant in the way that you share it and you donate it as well. And so that's also important. You know, I also feel good when I give money to dog shelters.
Mm.
It's really important for me. You know, I love that. It's a big part of who I am, and I want to continuously support that. So I also want to make money for that. You know, I think often, if we put a good cause to it, we make money easier.
Mm.
You know, like even at the family constellation yesterday, there was a woman there that had lost her husband and she was really taking a lot of strain. And the process became, do it for your kids. Mm. And immediately there was a different energy around it, right?
Mm. So
like, do this for other people. It's almost like, okay, I can focus differently. You know, I got more energy to want to give that. And so, yeah, look, I think what we should do is, yeah, carry on.
No, I was going to say, very often, like, when you read these finance bloggers, you know, many of them will say, like, oh, like, you know, that daily cappuccino that you're having is costing you an arm and a leg.
No, man.
It's not about that. Like, yeah, that's like, it gets kind of stupid at some point, because you can either spend all your time trying to save costs, or you can spend that same amount of time trying to build something new.
Yes.
And what I'm advocating here for today, and I think what I'm trying to convey through my lesson, is if we are going to be conscious in other aspects of our lives, the way that we train, the food that we eat, the relationships we have, how we act in those relationships, then I just think we need to bring that same level of consciousness to our money, because I do believe that's also respectful towards money.
I agree.
And the effort that you've put into earning that money. I don't feel like I've been respecting my money. Like, I feel like I'm working hard to earn it, and I'm being mindless in spending it. And I don't think that is honoring the process at all.
Yeah, that's very wise words. And thank you so much for sharing that. I agree. And I think more consciousness, more awareness to every aspect of our lives already helps.
Thanks so much for listening to this expansive moment. For much more like this, subscribe to the Expansive Podcast today. And while you're doing that, go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the full episode titled Understanding Money, which, like I said earlier, was first published in August of 2022. You can do that right now. Remember to find The Expansive on social media. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and YouTube as The Expansive Podcast, the links to all of which you can find in the show notes. Until the next time, stay expansive.